you just turn with me to Second Chronicles, Book of Second Chronicles, Chapter 9. And beginning from verse 17, I was thinking of that coming scene. And the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold. And the throne had six steps, and a footstool of gold fastened to the throne. And there were arms on each side at the place of the seat. And two lions stood beside the arms. And 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other upon the six steps. There was not like made in any kingdom. The book of Revelation, chapter 4. Verse 6. And before the throne, as a glass sea like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne, four living creatures full of eyes, before and behind. Verse 8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having respectively six wings, round and within, they are full of eyes. If you would allow me for a few moments, I just want to discuss a little bit about that coming kingdom of Christ. And we have started from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 9. Because as we all know, Solomon is a type of the reign of Christ. And the Lord Jesus is coming one day soon to reign supreme. But I want you to follow that throne that was built, because this is what God has for His beloved Son. If it was said about Solomon in the first book of Chronicles that God has magnified him exceedingly above others, it was said of Solomon. God said that about Solomon, that He magnified him exceedingly. Now I want you to imagine with me that if the blessed God has uttered these words in relationship to a man by the name of Solomon, what would you think, in your own opinion, God is going to do in a coming day for His beloved Son? He is going to magnify him above all others. But there was a throne in that kingdom. Solomon built a throne. And that throne, it was said of it, the last thing that was said, there was never anything like it in any other kingdom. And dear brethren, you can rest assured that the reign of Christ, the rights of Christ, the throne of Christ will never be like it in a coming day or in any other time, because He will be supreme and He will be unique in all His ways, in all His perfections, and in all His beauty. But it said over here, and the king made a great throne out of ivory. Allow me to suggest to you, what is God's standard for the one that have the right to sit upon the throne? The one that has the right to sit upon the throne of God is the one that went through death. Ivory was something that was obtained by death. One elephant has to die in order for mankind to obtain the ivory. And the one who's got the right to sit upon the throne of God is none other but the beloved Lord Jesus Christ, who died, who went into the domain of death and conquered death and raised triumphantly from amongst the dead, seated at the right hand of God. He's got the right to sit upon the throne. That's what He said in the book of Revelation. As my Father, what? Made me sit upon His throne. And why did the Father made Him sit upon His throne? The throne was ever His. He's the blessed God. But in a new, great way, the Lord Jesus, as a glorious man, can sit upon the throne. And He will reign supreme. So the first feature of that throne, it was an ivory throne. It is the one that went through death. But also there was the pure gold. And it was said and overlaid it with pure gold. Brethren, never lose sight of this. We came together today and we have discussed, you said till 5:30. I'll be done by 5:15. So if the Spirit of God is engaging any brother, please. That blessed person we're talking about is none other but the eternal Son of God. He is the pure gold. Never lose sight of it, dear brethren. We don't want to be this casual spirit like all the Christianity in our days. The one that sits upon the throne is not my buddy. The one that sits upon the throne is none other but the eternal God. And never lose sight, never lose respect. Because when a king sits upon his throne, everyone will show respect. Everyone will revere that person. And brethren, we are living in a day we talk about the Lord Jesus as if he is like my buddy. Well, you know what? He's not ashamed to call us brethren. We thank God for that. But never lose sight that he is the blessed over all. And the one that sits upon the throne is the one who became man. Swaddling clothes was wrapped around him, but yet he went through death. And the one that sits upon the throne is none other but God himself. He is 100% God, 100% man, and he's sitting upon the throne. And in the coming day, he would reign from that throne. And it says over here, and the throne had six steps. Allow me to make a quick suggestion about the six steps. That if you would trace the birth of Christ, the ministry of Christ, the life of Christ, if you would trace everything that Christ has done until his ascension and him sitting at the right hand of God, it was maybe six different aspects of his life. From his birth to his ascension, it's approximately six different, you might say, portions in the scriptures as to his. And brethren, the one who will sit upon it is the one who was born in humility and the one who is ascended. This is the 6 foot. This is the six steps that you and me, we can trace in the life of Christ. But I just want to close that portion over here and jump to Revelation quickly. And it says, with a footstool. Brethren, we can rest assured what God said to the Lord Jesus. The Lord has said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemy thy footstool. This is one aspect of it, but I think the scripture has something greater than this. But in a coming day, let me tell someone who is without the Lord Jesus Christ this afternoon, that if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, and if you will not see him and behold him as the Lamb of God that loved you and gave himself for you, one day, I will assure you, you will be under the feet of this blessed person. You will be under his feet. Because God is going to make sure that every single person that have refused his beloved Son, I will put thy enemies. If you refuse Christ, as far as God is concerned, you are his enemy. And if you are his enemy, God tells me in the word of God, I will put thy enemies to be what? Thy footstool. But brethren, there is another aspect of it. There is rest. The Lord Jesus will rest. There will be no more sin to interrupt that, you know. There will be no more Satan to interrupt that. God will enter into his rest. Therefore remaineth a rest for the people of God. When God shall rest in everything that speaks to him of what? Of his beloved Son. And brethren, I want to jump quickly to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, I wanted to highlight the living creatures. Because if there is any representation for us, there are two representations in chapters 4 and 5 that speaks of the believers. The first type is the 24 elders. Quickly speaks of the maturity. But the second group that represent or speak of us is the living creatures. They are not really beasts. The accurate translation calls them living creatures. And we are, thank God, we are living creatures. But these living creatures, I want to highlight one thing and I will sit down. Wow, even before quarter after. Okay.